Europe's economy is still slipping.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There is an election this weekend in Italy that could return former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to power. Berlusconi is running to replace the government of technocrats that was brought in to bring financial stability to the country. But according to new figures out this morning, whoever wins the election this weekend will face a European economy that's even worse than previously thought. Christopher Worth reports.
Today, the European Commission said the eurozone will shrink another 0.3% in 2013. That's deeper and longer than originally expected. Growth won't return until the end of the year. I asked Jonathan Loins of Capital Economics to explain why.
It does confirm, I think, that austerity is perhaps having a negative effect on the major economies of the eurozone and indeed the small economies of the eurozone.
Growth in France has flatlined. Italy will contract by a full 1% this year, twice the estimate just 3 months ago. Nicholas Spiro of Spiro Sovereign Strategy says the eurozone needs a change in policy away from cutting government spending and raising taxes.
Europe is condemning itself to years of subpar growth after an extremely brutal and savage downturn.
But not all eurozone countries are in the doldrums. Germany should grow by 0.5% this year, and optimism among German businesses is on the rise. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.